The idea that no one is looking at the model presented by Mayor Rudy Giuliani in New York, which was very simple. If you throw a rock, you're arrested. If you throw a bottle, you're arrested. And all of a sudden, New York was, and it literally was almost overnight, New York became safe.
The John McCullough Show, weekday evenings at 6 on The Patriot.
Time for Sports Talk with Ryan Cameron on the all-new FM 101.5 and AM 1400, The Patriot. I'm Alex Allway, producer, and we're joined by George Sipple. Here's John Cameron.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Sports Talk. We're going to be open line the whole show. George Sipple sitting in. We're anything you want to talk about in sports, and we welcome your calls starting now at 800-923-9385, 800-923-9385, or you can email cameronsportstalk@yahoo.com. In case you missed it, the Red Wings, just seconds ago or a minute ago, won in a shootout against Washington. They all got outshot in the game 36-23, but Zetterberg got the shootout goal after Vanek scored earlier, and then Tatar scored, and that was a win that the Wings had to have. I don't think they're going to make the playoffs, but boy, that was one that's the best team in the league, Washington.
Well, yeah, Nielsen scored the first goal.
Nielsen scored the first goal. Tatar the second in regulation, of course. And Zetterberg had the game-winning shootout goal, and he had two assists in the game. We're going to talk with the way, should the Red Wings be buyers or sellers? With George Sipple, when we continue. No guest tomorrow, no guest yet. I'll try to get one tomorrow. I'm trying to get Jake Wood. I can't get a hold of him, though. And Darren McCarty, I've been calling him, and just busy all day. Maybe it's off the hook or something. Who knows? Next Sunday, a week from tomorrow, Jerry Green of the Detroit News, one of the few people to see every Super Bowl. That's going to be very, very interesting. Right now, it's me and you. Give me a call. Anything you want to talk about in sports at 800-923-9385, 800-923-9385, or email cameronsportstalk@yahoo.com. George Sipple from the Detroit Free Press covers all the teams here. We'll meet my guest. Vance Medical Center in Dearborn provides A to Z treatment for all sports injuries, including surgeries, pain management, and physical therapy. In a state-of-the-art facility, Advanced Medical Center, corner of Michigan and Schaefer. For an appointment, call Advanced Medical Center, 313-582-0100. Lakes Area Medical or Wellness Center, I should say, in Waterford, formerly Perfect Touch Massage, doing great massages and whole body detox treatments and life coaching and counseling services. For more info, go to pt.massagetherapy.com. PT Massage Therapy, PT.com, Massage Therapy. North Center Brewing in Northville features handcrafted beers on tap made right on the premises with Michigan-made equipment. Bring your family and friends to North Center Brewing to watch your favorite team or big game on North Center's 55-inch LEDs. With North Center Brewing's 10 taps, you'll always get a great beer. You can sample the beers, even take home your favorite brew. North Center Brewing is in downtown Northville on Center Street across from Kroger. Open Tuesday through Sunday. For hours, check the web, northcenterbrewing.com, northcenterbrewing.com. And College of Martial Arts in Sterling Heights, fun family-friendly karate for over 16 years for guys and gals from ages 4 to 104, rated one of the best schools from Google, Yelp, and Facebook. College of Martial Arts, corner of 15 Mile and Shaner. Online, comakarate.com, C-O-M-A, karate.com, comakarate.com. We're talking with Free Press sports writer George Sipple on the show for both hours, and we welcome your calls, open line, so anything you want to talk about in sports with us. At 800 800-923-9385, 800-923-9385, or email CameronSportsTalk@yahoo.com. That's an interesting win for the Wings today. I mean, they're out of the playoff picture, it looks like, but man, they played the best team in the NHL and got the victory. Notice in the shootout, was strange in the shootouts, they save Ovechkin for last of the four, the last one. That's very interesting. Now, here's a guy, Washington's the best team in the league, George, you have to admit that. Here's a guy that's been arguably the best player in the league in the last several years, Ovechkin. Yet they never did anything in the playoffs with him. He was considered an individual, wouldn't play for the team and all that stuff, and they brought Barry Trotz in, and it seemed like it changed his game. He's now a plus player for the first time. Usually it's a minus player every year. He's a plus player this year. He's a leader. He's really leading in the clubhouse, I'm told. And they very well could win the Stanley Cup this year. And Ovechkin is going to be the... Well, he always knew he was a great player, but now his stats are way down compared to his other years.
Yeah, but look what everybody else that they have is... I mean, they're loaded. You know, they've got...
You say they're loaded, but he's not putting these individual stats against the team.
But they're loaded as a team. They don't have to rely on
him. Yeah, but they were loaded before as a team, too. And they still relied on him, but he's... the fact is, numbers are down, but my God, they're winning, and that's... Now, he's learning winning is more important than individual stats. Let's look at the Wings now.
So you're saying it's coaching.
I think that has a little something to do with... He convinced him. Obviously, had a meeting with him. Listen now, your numbers are phenomenal, but what's it got this team?
The team's been together longer, though, too. That's part of it.
Well, I still...
I agree with you. They're better than the Wings. That's for sure.
Oh, yeah, well, that's... No doubt there, man. I give Ovechkin a lot of credit. A lot of credit. He's now a plus player for the first time in his career. Let's see if that transpires to a Stanley Cup. No question the Wings are going to be sellers. Who would you like to see go, George?
Most all of them?
No. I mean, you got some great young players there. I think even though he's had a tough year.
You do.
Tough year.
Vanek would be the first guy.
Yeah, I would trade Vanek, but I want him back next year.
Yeah.
He's going to be a rental. The guy I'd like to see go, I mean, his numbers are... The power play still stinks, although they got... Well, they didn't get one today. One for two. They said one. No, they didn't get any.
The Red Wings were one for two.
Yeah, Franz Nielsen scored on the power play.
They were 0 for 5, the Washington was.
Yeah. Well, their power play's still the worst in the league. So you're going to say, I would like to see Green go for many reasons. He's weak in his own zone. He gives up the puck. He's small. He's pushed around.
6 million reasons.
How much do they eat, though?
We don't know.
Probably a lot. But if you get a draft pick for him, I would do it.
I would absolutely do it. I mean, you can't blame it all on Green on the power play. He has a heck of a shot. I think the Wings need a left-handed shot on the power play. They don't have one now to speak of that can blaze the puck. And I still think they need a stud defenseman. I'd like to see him get that. I don't want to see Vanek go, but in this case, if you get a draft pick for him, or a good prospect, let him go because he's going to come back. He wants to play here. The Wings want him here, I'm sure. What about Franz Nielsen? Now, his contract's going to hurt a little bit to try to trade him.
Oh, I don't think they would be able to trade him. I don't. No one's going to take on that contract. That was a bad mistake. I understand why they did it, because they lost Pavel. They needed another guy, but I don't think they're going to be able to move him.
Or eat some of it anyway. Eat some of the contract. They can move him. He's a good player, and he's good in the dressing room. Of course, Vanek is too. But we got to start seeing some results.
That was a 6-year, I think 31.
Five, wasn't it?
$5 million deal.
I thought 5 years.
Five. Yeah. I think it was 5 and 30.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I mean, you're not going to get a team to take on that contract.
How much do you give Vanek though, Ron? You want him back? If he comes back next year, what do you give Vanek? How many years and for how much?
I'd give him a 2-year deal coming back. And they may just do a one-year deal again. But I want him back. I've been very, very impressed with him. He's a leader. He's better in his own zone than I thought he was. He's a good passer. He's got good hands around the net. He's good in the shootouts. He's good on the power play when they have one. Considering what they have here, which is nothing on the power play. They need a shot from the point on the left side on the power play.
I'd rather have him back for one than two.
Maybe.
How much do you give him per year, though? $4 million?
That's fair. Now, what do you do with Nyquist?
Well, I don't think they're going to be able to trade him. So
they might be able to trade him. It's not that bad. It's not that bad.
He's got
a lot of assists this year, which he's never did before.
Yeah, they brought him in to score, though.
They brought him in to score, right. And he's not scoring at all, as Sid would say.
But suspension doesn't help either.
It's been a disaster.
And that was a good suspension, by the way. Yeah. If you saw the replay on that, I mean, he looked at him and then did it. It wasn't a reaction play. The replay made Nyquist. He's not that kind of person, but it made him look bad.
Sure. So you think he should have got more?
There's some that said he should have got more, but...
10 games?
Maybe 8. 10's a little excessive. Unless if he did it before, yeah, give him 10 games. Mm-hmm. I'm a firm believer if it's your first shot and he'd been in the league for a while, you give him a little bit of a break, but if he's a repeat offender, you nail him to the wall. Nail him to the wall.
He probably wouldn't have scored today anyway.
So. He hasn't scored too much this year anyway.
7 goals?
Okay. Yeah. Here's another interesting one to talk about there. Helm. Now, they gave Helm some money, too. Yeah. Helm's got some value out there. He can be aggressive. He can skate like the wind. He's a good penalty killer.
Are you asking me, would I get rid of him if I could? Yes. Don't
get rid of him. Get something in return. You don't
yeah.
get,
get. Oh, yeah, that's yeah. what I mean. But I don't.
Well,
I don't see a team.
There's some dummies out there, and they'll do it. Anything. It's a rental, and this guy's got speed. He also led the Wings a couple years ago in hits. You know, I've been fairly disappointed in this year with the Red Wings. George is he was hurt earlier in the year.
There are a lot of candidates.
His applicator, he hadn't done much since he's come back.
Right.
Did the contract, and they should have rewarded him. He's been a heck of a player here. Has it gone to his head?
I don't think so, but he obviously needs to play better. He needs to try to duplicate what he did before, but I don't know.
Another guy, we got to take a break here, but another guy that, I'm not saying just two other guys, Larkin, has had a rough year. He's skating like the wind, but it seems like nothing's happening out there when he's skating. Is it line mates? Does he need to play with Zetterberg? What do you think it is? And I think he can bounce back next year. He admits, I've been terrible this year.
Yeah. We talked to him the other day. Sophomore slump. He hasn't played with Zetterberg. I think that's the big part of it. Team's probably playing him a little differently, and he's going to have to learn to deal with that too. I like what he said. He basically said the next 25 games he needs to do everything better.
Yes.
You know? So... I liked his attitude talking to us the other day about it.
Now, Erickson's out for the year. What do you do with Erickson? I've been somewhat disappointed in Erickson this year, although he started off good. And I don't know if it's the knees. Maybe he just doesn't have a lot. Like Cronwell, he doesn't have much left in the tank. I think Cronwell's played pretty well, considered of his injuries.
He has. He has, but that knee's not going to get any better. So.
No, they're not getting it.
Helm's not a rental, by the way. Remember, he just had a big deal last year.
Who's that?
Helm.
I know. I'm aware of that. That's everybody was after him. He was sought after quite well. They wanted to want him, so they may be able to move Helm.
I don't think
been disappointing. He's still steady. Leads the league and leads the team in blocked shots. I don't think he's playing quite as well as he did before as DeKeyser.
No, I don't. He's minus 15.
That doesn't tell the whole story, but yes, it has something to do with it, yeah.
Right. Well, you were giving credit to Ovechkin for being
well, that's a plus because player. He was a minus player for all those years, and all of a sudden he's a plus. That's why I was giving that credit.
Yeah.
But it's interesting to see what the thought is on him. You got some interesting decisions. I think Ken Holland will sell. But I like this team's future. I think Coro is going to be a good goaltender in this league. I'm not saying he's a good starter. I don't know. Got to see more of him. But another thing.
So would you give up on Mrazek?
That's the thing. I want to say yes, and I want to say no. I would say I'd let Howard go because Howard's been great this year. He was their MVP the start of the year until he got hurt. But he has a tendency of getting hurt like that. Not that much, but he's got an injury background. He's a streaky goaltender, but when he's on, but look at the age. Mrazek's younger. I may want to keep Mrazek.
He's younger, but he hasn't played better.
He has at times.
He has more value on the trade market, though.
I think he does.
You can trade him.
True. Again, we don't know that. You're guessing, and you may be right. I would think he would have it, too. And he has his ups and downs. So is Howard, for that matter, but Howard's been better this year. Let's see what happens. We're talking with George Sipple of the Free Press, and we'll take your calls and emails at 800-923-9385. Okay, 800-923-9385. You can email CameronSportsTalk@yahoo.com. George is here for both hours in the studio, taking your comments and questions. 800-923-9385 or email CameronSportsTalk@yahoo.com. Coming up tomorrow, no guest yet. I'll try to get one by tomorrow. I'll make an announcement on my restaurant maybe next week, but I don't know. Things are not going the way I want it right now. So hoping to make it, but I'm not. Until a couple things get done, I'm not going to make an announcement. There's some good ones out there. One I'm really leaning into, but I'm not going to tell you what it is right now. But they're both in the same area, and let's see what happens the next few days and see what's going on. 800-923-9385 or CameronSportsTalk@yahoo.com. Open line. Jerry Green, a week from Sunday on Sports Talk. Jay's Penalty Box, downtown Ferndale, just opened. It's fast becoming the area's top sports bar, showing sports on many high-def TVs. Jay's Penalty Box features Angus burgers, homemade pierogies, brats, fish and chips, roasted turkey, and a killer corned beef Reuben. Tuesday, 50-cent wings. Jay's Penalty Box has lunch and dinner and drink specials 7 days. Jay's Penalty Box, corner of Woodward, 9 Mile. And Janice, the owner of that. That's quite a place, folks, in Ferndale. She's going to be in tomorrow talking about a little bit about her place and why you should go there. If you're looking to buy a home or sell a home, put your trust into the Fontaine Realty team, who truly cares about their clients beyond the sale or purchase of your home. Whether you're buying or selling, go to FontaineRealtyTeam.com. FONTAINE, RealtyTeam.com. Part of the RE/MAX Home Sales Services. That's FontaineRealtyTeam.com. The Fontaine Realty Team, helping you make your best move. Sugar Rush Candy Store, downtown Farmington, features old-fashioned candies, Chuckles, Malacup, Mary Jane's, Chunky, and more. Even candy cigarettes that won't kill you. I said that when Leland was on the show last week. I tried to mumble through that so he didn't hear that.
He needs some of those.
He needs some of those. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 10 till 6. Sugar Rush Candy Store, corner of Grand River and Farmington Roads in the Village Mall. Or find Sugar Rush on Facebook. We're talking with George Sipple, the Free Press, taking your calls at 800-923-9385 or email CameronSportsTalk@yahoo.com. Jerry Green, a week from Sunday. You know a guy I got to get back on the show? He's only been on once before, and is Bob Wolf, the only man that did all four major sports on TV. Real funny story. Now, you may have heard this before, but Bob, I was at that time on the right, so Paige and I were eye to eye on things, which we aren't now. We haven't been for years. And I was visiting him in New York, and he was holding a media gathering. I don't know these people from New York at all. So the doorbell rang, and Paige was entertaining the people, playing that loud music. You can Bob, you need a hearing aid. Turn that music down. And they're all going, yeah, yeah, yeah. But turn it down. So I went to the door and opened the door. Who's standing out there with his wife? But Bob Wolf. He looked and he said, honey, I have no clue if we're in the right place. This does not look right to me at all. Really? I said, yeah. With this guy here? I don't know what to say. What's going on? And I said, I'm just going to tell you, Bob, because I knew Bob when he was broadcasting the Piston games for a couple of years and saw him when he was at the next game of ride, went out to eat. What's going on? What are you? And I said, well, Bob was my coach in Detroit till I ran him out of here and moved him here. He said, you know, I'm right down the line. He told me you were right here. So he came and didn't even go to page. Him and his wife and I just sat down and talked old time stuff. Bob Wolf is the only man that did all four major sports championship series. He's 90, what, seven now?
He's 96.
96 and still on the air in New York. The first sportscaster ever, because New York was the first town that had the. His son is the noted author, Wolf. Two Fs. And quite a man. And he's got some stories. He told some last time. I'm sure he's got a lot more to tell us. And we're just going to try to get him on the next few weeks on this show as well. Okay, what you got in the email?
By the way, he's been a professional broadcaster 9 decades. That's amazing.
Something for you to aspire to.
I don't think I'm going to be around as long as Bob Wolf. He's still going. He looks good. He looked great in New York. And he sounded phenomenal. He was on the show. He did the Don Larson perfect game. He was a veteran then. He did the Stanley Cup playoff finals. Stanley Cup finals, I meant to say. And he did the NBA championship before it was the NBA. And he did the Super Bowl before it was the Super Bowl championship games.
For a while, he did everything that came out of Madison Square Garden as well. Every sporting event that Madison Square Garden hosted, he broadcasted.
Unbelievable.
See, maybe he did wrestling too, Ron.
I don't think he did wrestling. That's too bad about George Animal Steel. Never met him. I would have loved to have met him, put him on the show. He's my kind of guy. We lost him, he died.
Green tongue?
He had the green tongue. Let's take your email first, then we got calls.
We have Jeff from Ferndale. George, what happened to the Pistons this year, and what would you do to fix it? Number two, can you rate the job that Bob Quinn has done this year, and what position would you draft first?
Draft for
the Lions.
Oh.
If you're Bob Quinn, what are you going after?
They need some defensive help.
They need
a lot of defensive help.
Yeah, a lot of defensive help. Safety.
Linebacker.
Yeah. DB.
That's a toughie, though, because it's what's available you're picking. Right.
You know? What about the Pistons, then? What happened to the Pistons this year? What would you do to fix it?
That's not a good one for me. I don't really watch a lot of Pistons.
You're not missing a lot.
Yeah. I don't know. I honestly couldn't tell you on that one because
I'll tell you, Reggie Jackson's got to go now. Finally, it's in the paper that Jackson's on the block.
What happened to him, though, this year, Ron?
They talk injuries. I don't buy it. I think a little at the beginning, but not now. What happened to his fourth quarter heroics? They're not there anymore. His assist ratio, turnover is not good. Ish Smith is a much better point guard. He's not as good outside shooter. But even he's shooting the ball a lot better than Jackson now.
Were they lucky last year then? Was that an aberration?
Somewhat. He doesn't guard anybody.
So you would trade him? No question.
I would. No questions asked. I would trade him. Get rid of that big salary thing. I know nobody agrees with me on this. I would go after the guy in Toronto, even though he can't shoot a lick. The outside, I'd go after Rubio.
I think the GM's done really well, though.
Jeff Bauer? Whatever. Yeah, let's see what's out there, and I'd make the move if I could in a heartbeat. I'd just soon, what do you call it, go to? I'd just soon Morris go. I think Morris has played a lot better lately, I will say that. But I just think off the court, he's a cancer. Somebody said, you want to make the Pistons better, bring his brother in. I said, his brother? These guys are thugs. They're wanted by the law, or they're wanted. They could both be in jail at the end of the season. He got... two big, bad things, mug people on the streets, and you look at him, you know he's a mugger. Look at him. Let's go to the phones. Let's see what you want to talk to George Sipple, the Free Press, starting off with you, Cowboy in Windsor.
Oh, hi, Ron and Alice and George. How do you think the Tigers will do this year? Because it looks to me like, you know, they've only made the one change with Maben, and a lot of there was some, I don't know if it was a publication or blog or said something, they were only going to win 78 games. I think they could probably win 87 or 88 games. And
that's what I'm thinking.
I like your opinion.
Jim Leland says more.
Jim Leland said more last week. Yeah. And so I like your opinion on that. And thanks for putting me on, Ron and Alice. And great talking to you, George.
Thank you. Now the baseball. We'll jump in and see the Baseball Weekly from the Sport News got the Tigers winning 86, and Cleveland winning 95 or 96.
I think Cleveland's definitely going to win more than Detroit. But,
95.
But, yeah.
I'm not arguing with that.
Somewhere around there, I think. Yeah. I think they'll win more than 80.
Oh, yeah. Last year I picked them to win. They just 85 to 89, and they won 85.
Are they a second-place team in this division?
No, I don't question. Who's going to beat them out?
Now, Kansas City's interesting.
Oh, Andy.
They just signed Jason Hamill and Travis Wood, who, say what you want, but they have some World Series experience now.
Well, yeah, if you get a pitcher from a World Series team, they have World Series experience.
Well, I'm saying, though, they do now isn't, you know.
Yeah, Jason Hamill will help them, the starting rotation.
Travis Wood, too.
Travis Wood's been a toilet seat over there in Chicago. But, yeah, he had his moments a couple years ago. I'll give you that. But, I mean, geez, I mean, look at the offense. I mean, you're really, and you traded a guy, you're in a ballpark, it's tough to hit home runs, let's face it. And they traded the guy to Toronto. And I look for him, Morales, to have a great year in Toronto, home run wise. He had a bad start last year with Chicago, wherever he was, with Kansas City. I mean, then he came out second half of the year. He was his old self. Then now they've got him in Toronto, and I think in Toronto he'll hit 35, 40 home runs.
They did trade Wade Davis too to the Cubs.
Wade Davis went, and I just don't see. They've got a young bullpen now, and the bullpen was the key to them the last couple, 2 to 3 years. So, no, I think that I see Kansas City as being the top threat to the Tigers. I see Minnesota finishing ahead of Chicago. Chicago in a couple years is going to be great with those signs. Oh, my goodness, they get some players. Not now. And they lose. It's really tough. Kansas City, of course, loses their the great pitcher killed and all that stuff.
Ventura.
Yep.
That's going to hurt them. So, overall, but I think Minnesota, the young players, if they're developing, will finish ahead of Chicago. And Chicago will finish in fourth. It's a total rebuild. They're going to trade Frazier. They're going to trade Cabrera. They're going to trade those guys. That's going to kill them this year, but it's going to do good for them in the future. All right, let's take another call. He's been waiting a while. JJ in Lincoln Park. Hey, JJ.
Hello. How are you today?
Hello. Fine.
I'm glad to hear it. As far as the Tigers go, we won't know what's going to happen. I think they're going to try to hold on for one more year. They'll play out the season, and then at the trading deadline, they'll either be a buyer or a seller, and then they'll go from there.
Yeah, I agree. But, what do you think, George?
Yeah, I think so. And I think it was a smart thing to do. If they couldn't get a big haul for guys like Kinsler or JD in the offseason,
I think they
best to keep it together.
The problem with JD is a couple things. Number one, there's a lot of guys just like him in right field that are available. And number two, his defense just went in. The year before, he was a gold glove candidate. I disagreed with that. I didn't think he was that good. I thought he was okay, average. And this year he took a step back. He couldn't catch a cold in the outfield.
Worst rated defensive outfielder in baseball.
By far.
Yep.
But they're not paying him that big contract to play in the outfield,
yeah,
though.
But,
I mean, realistically.
There will be a couple games where the defense will make a difference. So that's part of baseball. Everything always adds up, whether you're a slow runner, a bad fielder, you don't have a good arm. All that stuff comes into play at one point or another during the season. So
no question, no question.
Several times during the season.
But he is gonna get a big contract next year
from somebody.
I think the Tigers will only be as good as the back end of their bullpen, and that's what I see. That's my prediction on that.
And do you think by the end of spring training? I do. The Tigers will make a move and get a center fielder. I want them to sign Borges. This guy can run, and he's a great defensive outfielder. I would have liked to have seen him sign him, and he signed a minor league deal. I think the Tigers let that get away, and maybe I'm the only one that thinks that, but I've liked whatever I've seen of Borges. He does swing at bad pitches. He's not a leadoff hitter, which the Tigers desperately need. Talk about second place. I'd like to see Kinsler in the second place, and I'd like to see a good leadoff hitter. Kinsler is not a leadoff hitter.
Well, you're pretty right about that. Maybe Jacoby Jones will surprise everybody and step up, because you know there was a time, you know, back 10 years ago when you know they weren't counting on Justin Verlander and he did something, and it just keeps going like that. Every year, you know, Castellanos surprises you and has what he does, and it keeps going like that. So we'll go out and see. But there's one other thing that I've learned in sports, Ron, is that character does matter. And I will say this, from all the sports that I've played and some I coached and some other things I've just observed over the years, I say the most important muscle in 95% of all athletes is what they have between their ears. And that can take an average person and make him great.
Not great, good, maybe. Not great.
Well,
you can have the biggest brain in the world, but if you can't play.
Wayne Gretzky. He couldn't skate fast. He wasn't big or anything like that, but he was – always mentally better than everybody else.
You got that right there. I'll give you that.
Except Gordy.
All right. That's it.
Oh, he's not in Gordy's category at all. All right. Thanks a lot. But he's talking about being small and not.
Right.
And he's right. And Gretzky, I thought a great interview with Gretzky. And I've never met Gretzky. Oh, one of the players that I was helping in the minor leagues, and he was headed the big leagues with the Red Sox, but. Trouble is, a low draft pick. I told him to cheat on his age, and he didn't. He'd have been in the big leagues. Listen to me. Listen to me. I know what I'm talking about. He didn't do it, and he got called to Boston as one of their top prospects, even though he wasn't a top draft pick. Next year in Pawtucket, he was the MVP of the team. He made the All-Star team. The only guy to play 9 innings of the All-Star game. 20 guys got called up from Pawtucket, and he wasn't one of them. That was not right. He got screwed big time. Even this farm director, you're a major league player. We got Cameron, not me, of course, under contract, and he was a stiff by that time of his career.
Mike Cameron?
Yeah. At that time, his career was a stiff. They finally released him. He quit after that year. He was down, but I should have listened to him. But anyway, the year before, he called me. He said, Ron, I've been staying at Wayne Gretzky's place. I'm at this academy in Santa Barbara, and his son, I'm teaching his son, invited me over to the house. Well, I used to get all over Bubba Bell was his name. I said, Bubba, get rid of that tobacco. Get rid of that crap. Well, I will, Ron, I will. Yeah, right. And he didn't do it. He goes over to Gordy. Now, listen to this. Goes to Gordy, to Wayne Gretzky. And Wayne Gretzky said, by far, the greatest player ever played this game is Gordy. By far. He's right. And he went in there and... weren't you going to give up that tobacco? He said, yeah, I had a guy working with me, Ron Cameron. Now, Wayne Gretzky doesn't know me. I've met his dad, but I've never met Wayne. Mm-hmm. That's trying to get me off that. He's been helping me a lot, and I won't do it. Really? Janet gets up and goes, if I gave you $5,000 right now, would you get off the tobacco? He just says, yes. Goes in the other room, comes back. All $100 bills for $5,000 and gave it to him. If I had his number, I'd call him, Janet, said, thank you very much. He said, Ron, you were great. And I did try it a little bit, but there'll be $5,000. Money talks and walks. I'll never forget that. So I give Janet Gretzky a lot of credit in the world. But anyway, the interview with, and we got to take a break. I'm behind a break. The interview with Gretzky just last week, I saw this, and he said he grew up as a Tiger fan. Mm-hmm. He used to listen to Ernie Harwell. Was that you that wrote that?
No.
He loved Ernie Harwell, loved the Tigers, and I wanted to play ball, but my dad said, no, you're playing hockey. Turned out to be the right decision. But I love baseball, and I wanted to play baseball.
He wanted to play for the Tigers, too.
He wanted to play for the Tigers. Grew up as an Ernie Harwell fan. Man. Folks, we got George Sipple here. I'm Ron Cameron. We're open line for both hours, taking your comments and questions on sports at 800-923-9385, 800-923-9385, or email CameronSportsTalk@yahoo.com. The Fenton Hotel in downtown Fenton since 1856, a fine dining casual restaurant featuring prime steaks, fresh seafood, and more entertainment Tuesday through Saturday in the piano bar. It's worth the drive to the historic Fenton Hotel. And Polsky's Pub and Grub in Clinton Township features the area's finest Polish and American cuisine, homemade pierogies, city chicken, kielbasa, sauerkraut, potato pancakes, steaks, prime rib on Thursday and Friday, fresh seafood and more. People love Polsky's homemade soups. Polsky's has lunch, dinner, and drink specials, 7 days, sports shown on many HDTVs, including a 14-foot crystal clear screen. Live entertainment Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at Polsky's Pub and Grub, corner of Harper and Crocker. Okay, we're talking with George Sipple on Sports Talk and taking your calls from the for the Detroit Free Press writer at 800-923-9385, 800-923-9385, or email CameronSportsTalk@yahoo.com. What you got?
We have Roger from Dearborn Heights. Roger's email is about the center field position of the Tigers. He says, what about Mikey Matuk? He's somebody that could help here that they brought in. And what is the future for Anthony Ghost hold? He was a non-roster invitee to spring training.
Tough questions. As far as Matuk is concerned, he's a prospect. Number one draft. In fact, the coach at LSU, I think it was Skip Bergman, was coaching then, if I'm not mistaken. It was saying he's the best player I ever coached. So that's a good question. His pro stats do not indicate that. He's young enough, he's been injured. He played just a short time. Last year was awful. He couldn't do anything last year, but again injured. The year before, he played a short time in the big leagues and did great, 100 times up, 9 home runs. He's supposed to be a good outfielder. Does not run well. If he does, he doesn't show it on stolen bases. But he's a heck of an athlete. Right. I would guess he'd be in the lead right now. I'm not a Tyler Davis fan, a Tyler Collins fan, as far as center field. He can play the outfield mediocre and left field. He doesn't have a great arm, so he wouldn't be right field. I just don't see him as a center fielder. Anthony Gross has the arm when he curtails it a little bit. And he's not a good leadoff fielder. He doesn't take enough pitches. But if he matures, he could be something too. Jacoby Jones, don't let him start the year in Triple A. If he dominates there, then bring him up. But who could be, very well be your center fielder, if not alternated with Tyler Collins, which I think was bad there.
That's probably your opening day center fielder, that is Matuk.
Yeah. I would think so.
Yeah, that's who I would count on. I think Tyler Collins will be your fourth outfielder. And I think Jones is going to be the center fielder this year. It's a matter of when.
Does he make the team out of spring?
No. Probably not. I don't think so. I think the Tigers want him to get more seasoning at AAA, cut down a little bit on the strikeouts.
Learn the strike
zone.
But I
think he will start the more games at center field this year than anybody else.
They need speed, and they need more athleticism. That's why they were trying to make moves. Some of the guys, they couldn't get what they wanted for JD, so they brought him back.
They didn't give up on Ghost, but I wouldn't expect anything from him.
Well, they did somewhat. They gave up, put him on waivers, and nobody took him.
Well, but I mean, they brought him back. So, yeah. But I wouldn't expect anything
from him. Does he make the team?
No.
I don't think so either.
What do you do with Moya?
Well, the problem the Tigers have is they've got a couple of guys. Like, they've got Machado as well.
And shortstop. I'd like to see Machado.
I would not give up on Machado.
Unless you make a trade, because he's out of options.
Well, no, I would carry him on the team. I would not let him. I would not. I would.
And the other guy too
on opening day, but I don't know about Moya. He's a lottery ticket. He's either going to pan out or he's going to bust.
Who's your fifth outfielder?
He could be the fifth outfielder. They need another left-handed bat there.
Yeah,
he could. He could bust in there as a number five outfielder. I like Machado. I think Machado is just a very small step, and I love the shortstop here already, Jose Iglesias. I love him. And he really developed last year maturity-wise. And I think he can be a moderate star in this league. I like him. They tried to move him and didn't find... I tell you what, if I was another team, I'd jump at this guy. I'd jump at that guy. Machado doesn't have the value that Iglesias has.
You say that you would jump at a chance to get Iglesias. And if I were the Tigers, I would jump on a chance to add a bullpen piece for him and then just keep Machado.
I don't know about that. I'll tell you why. Because the bullpen is like, it's a crapshoot. The Tigers signed some of the greatest relief pitchers in the game. And they just flopped when they came here. So you can't... Look at Lowe last year. That would have been a perfect... Everybody jumped when he got Lowe. He had a great year the year before. He stunk last year. Pooped in his pants. I think he'll come back somewhat this year. He's still got the fastball. He's got a little... Toward the end of the year, you saw the fastball come back a little bit. I think he's going to come back. Be a star? I don't know. I wouldn't just trade Iglesias for a bullpen piece when you're like Stevie Wonder, you don't know what you're getting out for it.
Well, they obviously agree with you that they think he's going to bounce back because they didn't really do anything for the bullpen.
Yeah.
I mean, they are really banking on these guys to just turn it around.
They signed Rodriguez for another year to buy some more time for Rondon. If he does the job, he's a closer for the year after.
What about Jimenez?
I don't know that Jimenez is going to make the team this year.
Oh, no, I don't. Well, he will play for the Tigers this year.
Toward the end. I would agree with you there. But I think, there's a potential, but I wouldn't put him right in the closer thing right away. I think Rondon's a little further ahead, although Moya's numbers last year, Jimenez's numbers were fantastic. What do you got there in the email?
We have Brian from Utica. It's the end of an era. Don Kelly is now retired. He's now back with the Tigers as a pro scout and assistant to player development.
Good for him. Smart baseball man. I thought he did a good job over here. Good for him. I had no idea.
It just happened a couple hours ago.
Yeah, a couple hours ago.
I think that's a great move. You say pro scout, major league scout? There's a difference. Well, somewhat of a difference.
He's going to help with player development.
Yeah.
Jim Leland probably lit up a smoke when he heard the news.
Pro scout.
He loved him.
Pro scout and assistant to player development.
Pro scout could be a minor league scout, and you don't know. Is he a major league scout? Because you got the left-hander here that, I love him to death when he comes in. He can't hear anymore. The left-hander that, do we have some fun in the press box. He criticizes some of the Tigers, and he's the assistant to Dombrowski over there, too. He is phenomenal. He pitched here in the 50s. He comes in the press box, and he sits with me, and what do you think of this? This guy stinks right on his own team. And I said, I don't want to come back to this town, no.
Minor league. The Tigers love him. Minor league, by the way, he officially will travel around with the team's different minor league cities and work directly with the players while also helping scout the lower minor leagues.
I was going to say, that's not a pro scout doing that like that. But, I see what you're saying.
It's probably similar to what Trammell does. And they raved about Trammell at Winterfest. Al Avila was saying.
I think Trammell should manage again. I think he would have been fine here if Rodriguez hadn't gone in the tank and gotten a divorce and came back to town and quit on the team. Quit on the team. He wants to come on the show, at least he tells me. I'm going to get him on the show, but I'm biting my tongue, I can tell you that. I think that Hall of Fame, stat-wise, yes. Pitchers in Texas couldn't stand him. Pitch calling was abysmal. Runner gets on base, automatic fastball. They just knew it was a fastball coming, so he got his stolen bases down. So he's got a great arm. He didn't have to do that, but percentage-wise, hit home runs, so what? Give me a chance to throw him out. So there's just some issues with Rodriguez and also the steroids. If anybody do not believe he's on steroids, you're confused as hell. He came in that one year. He one year looked like Boney Maroney or olive oil, and next year looked like Popeye. Did you see that year he came back? Almost like Brady Anderson.
Oh my God, Brady!
One of the umpires. I'm not going to name who the umpire was. Although I could, he wouldn't mind now. told me, I go to spring training, and I'm working ball, and when this big guy comes up, and, who is this guy? Where did they get him from? And then I heard the announcement, Brady Anderson. Brady Anderson? He just looked like, oh, my goodness.
I told you before, his home run differential, it was 16 the year before then. This is absolutely ridiculous. He goes from 16 to 50 back down to 18. You knew he was on steroids based on that stat line.
My God. And what he looks like. Oh, my goodness. He was built better than B. Arthur. And, I mean, that's hard to do with his square shoulders. Oh, that was just, man, that's funny. But, I mean, there's a few guys. You know, when a guy I was helping out and I signed with the Dodgers goes down in spring training or goes down in the in the summer college team, and I took my team there 1 year later, many years later, 20-some years ago, Wichita, Kansas, he goes out there. Let's take a break, and I'm going to come back and talk about this in a minute. I'm going to talk. This is very interesting. I mentioned it on the air a little bit before, but I'll talk a little general on this. Tokyo Pho Thai in Waterford features the best in Thai, Asian, and Vietnamese dishes. People love Tokyo Pho's dish named after Bob Page, a couple, Pot Prick, and Drunken Noodles, both named after Bob Page, I think. Curry Peanut, Pad Thai, Pho, the best Drunken Noodles going, too. Serving lunch and dinner 7 days. Tokyo Pho Thai is at 3420 Highland Road at Cass Lake Road, or find Tokyo Pho Thai on Facebook. Sky Grill in Southfield features the best in Mediterranean cuisine. Deboned chicken, shish kebab, the best chicken and beef shawarma in town. Sky Grill serves lunch and dinner 7 days. Dynamite lunch specials. Sky Grill is on Southfield Road between 11 and 12 Mile. Call Sky Grill at 248-557-0909. Oh, Bob Page and those things. I could tell you some more stuff there. Okay, where was I? I was going to tell a story. Oh, when I'm down. He was bartending for me in Detroit, this guy that played for East Detroit, and he was signed by the Tigers. The Tigers released him. Shouldn't have. They did. And he hung around me a lot. After they hung around me a lot. He worked in my bar. So now he goes down. He says, I get a call one day from one of the great baseball people, scouted for the Tigers too, Sullivan's Furniture in Grand Rapids. The owner called me and says, Ron, I can win a national championship. Well, I'll tell you who it was, Gary Legomena. If you give me Legomena, I'll win the national championship. Ron, please, I'll talk to him. Gary comes to me and said, listen, this guy really wants you. He ended up, I signed him with the Dodgers when I was down there. Ron, I'll go to let Jeremy, my nephew, be the bat boy. So I call him back. Yeah, let's do it. So he comes down there. Great. So he's down there, and he calls me. He says, Ron, they're after me. Who's after you? A couple of teams. What are they offering you? Gary said, 3 starts at the end of the year. If I do well, spring training inviting next year, you're not taking it. Why? Because I said you're not taking it. I can get you signed down there. But I need a guarantee you're going to spring training next year, not at the end of the year, 3 or 4 starts. What if you don't do well? That I don't buy that. You're not going to do it. He said, I'd like to get you some money. I'll see what I can do. So I flew down there. He said, Ron, come down. I go down there, and I had meetings. And the chief scout of the Tigers was there, who was the general manager of the Yankees after that. Great guy. So I go down there, and I'm ready to see him pitch. Calls me up. He says, Ron, you're here to see Legomena? He says, yeah, you need to get out of town. I heard about the offer. The Mets, or some team, Milwaukee or something. I said, no money involved? And no invite to spring training? Ron, I don't buy that. It's tough to get a released player signed again. You give me 2 released players, he's not going to sign. He'll get released again. I'm not going to do that to the kid. He's got a future. So I go and see him play. He's pitching that day, and he's throwing the heck out of the ball. I've seen him better, I said, anyway. And I don't know these guys at bat. They were announcing him. One guy's name, Incavelia. Who's he? Mickey Tendleton, who's he? These are college guys. And Rafael Palmeira, who are these guys? I don't know these guys. I do know the one guy. I've heard of him, Barry Bonds, who looked like Boney Maroney at the plate then. He struck out three straight, those guys. Those five were the first five hitters in order. So I'm taking a walk. Oh, I told the scouts, I said, I want some money. I want 10 grand. This beforehand. So I'm going up, and he calls me up, and he says, Ron, what do you think of Like Me's performance? I said, I've seen him do better. No, you haven't. Ron, he's throwing the gun. You may get something for him. I don't think you'll get any money for him. You may get a guarantee of spring training. So, Guy Wellman, who's a big shot with the Dodgers, he had four scouts with him besides him. He comes up, Ron, I want to talk to you. I said, okay. Shoot. I wanted more than 10. But I weigh on it. He says, I got an offer. This is not negotiable. I'll give you your $10,000. I frowned a little bit because I wanted more, but not negotiable, but hear me out. I said, okay. He gets an invite to next year in camp. He's going to the Instruction League. Nobody goes to the Instruction League on a released player. Deal? We'll be at your hotel after? Got it. So I go by the dugout. Dan Elvey, a scout, used to work for the Tigers. He represented the Tigers in those negotiations for the contracts and all that. I sat with him. And Gary comes off the bench, come here, and said, Ron, I picture, come here. I gave his nephew a thumbs up. I signed you. Oh, thank you, Ron. He hugged me. Whoa. Well, don't walk away. I signed you with the Dodgers. What? Oh, my God, Ron. Oh, Dodgers. I said, well, don't walk away. I'm not done. I know he had to get back. I got you $10,000. You got me $10,000. Ron, you didn't. I said, yes, I did. Walks me, by the way, you're not working for me anyway in the bar. He said, you know why I'm in the bar? You're not available in the bar. You're going to the Instruction League. I'm going to the Instruction League? Oh, my God, Ron. Signed the contract. We got drunk that night. We'll continue to talk with George Sipple on Sports Talk. I'm Ron Cameron in just a moment. 800-923-9385 or email CameronSportsTalk@yahoo.com. Take a quick break and then go to our news and all that. Got Burger in Ypsilanti features gourmet burgers. They're great. Choice of beef, chicken, and vegetarian, along with a variety of sides. Got Burger is open. They're open Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, 1 a.m. till 1 a.m., and Thursday, Friday, and Saturday till 3 a.m. for you party animals. You'll love the burgers at Got Burger in Ypsi on Cross Street and Adams, across from EMU. I had the chicken burger, and it was tender and juicy. Go to GotBurgerIpsy.com, GotBurgerIpsy.com. Waterford Athletics Training Center, a 50,000-square-foot facility for baseball, football, softball, track, and soccer, and pro baseball and softball instructors, complete with nutritionists, dietitians, physical therapists, speed and strength trainers, and educational tutors, even acupuncturists, and a masseuse. Open weekdays, 3 to 9 p.m. and Saturday and Sunday, 9 to 9, Waterford Athletic Training Center alongside the old Summit Mall. Believe it or not. On Mall Street Drive East, for more info, go to Waterford Athletics Weebly.com. Waterford Athletic Weebly.com. Now, that better be done. I don't have time to put this on there. We'll continue with George Sipple on Sports Talk from the Free Press Open Line till 7 o'clock this morning. We're going to get him a few words edgewise next hour. Give us a call. Give us a you. What you can do is email right now and save the calls for another few minutes until the news is over. And CameronSportsTalk@yahoo.com for George Sipple here on Sports Talk.
Sponsored by Sports Talk with Ron Cameron. This is a special notice to all U.S. taxpayers. If you owe the IRS or state back taxes and cannot afford to pay them back, there's good news. Due to the financial hardship many are facing in today's economy, the IRS has made it easier to settle delinquent tax problems through a federal program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Qualifying for this program will resolve your tax problem, end all collections, and possibly reduce your back taxes by up to 90%. If you are facing wage garnishments, liens, bank levies, audits, or payroll taxes, it's not too late. Your circumstances may qualify you for this special program, protecting your savings and your assets. If you owe the IRS or state back taxes and cannot afford to pay them back, there's no need to worry anymore. Call the hotline at Victory Tax Solutions to see if you qualify and potentially save thousands. For this free information, call 800-686-6346. 800-686-6346. That's 800-686-6346.